show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Happy New Year's Eve, everyone. Welcome to the Hammer House, the best New Year's Eve party ever. I am your host, Brian the Hammer Jackson, and my guest hostess with the Moses, Ellen Johnson. Remember the space scene, everyone.
I found a love for me. Well, darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. Kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time, but darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes you're holding mine. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath that you heard it. Darling, you look perfect tonight. Well, I found a woman stronger than anyone I know. She shares my dreams. I hope that someday I'll share her home. I found a love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own. Future in your eyes. Chicago to the Eskimo. That town's a little bit too rugged for you and me.
Sitting next to you. You think I'd get it sitting next to you. After all I said, please don't forget. All my friends are here taking slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse.
We don't deal with outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You laughing on the freak show sitting next to you. You laugh some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I said, please don't forget.
Yeah. You're the teacher. Say, Kate, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Well, you know Trekkie Monster upstairs?
Uh-huh.
Well, he's Trekkie Monster and you're Kate Monster.
Right.
You're both monsters.
Yeah.
Are you two related?
What? Princeton, I'm surprised at you. I find that racist.
Well, I'm sorry. I was just asking.
Well, it's a touchy subject. No, not all monsters are related. What are you trying to say, huh? That we all look the same to you?
No,
huh?
No. Oh, not at all. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess that was a little racist.
I should say so. You should be much more careful when you're talking about the sensitive subject of race.
Well, look who's talking.
What do you mean?
What about that special monster school you told me about?
What about it?
Well, could someone like me go there?
No, we don't want people like you.
You see? You're a little bit racist.
Well, you're a little bit too.
I guess we're both a little bit racist.
Admitting it is not an easy thing to do.
But I guess it's true.
Between me and you, I think
everyone's a little bit racist. Sometimes. Doesn't mean we go around committing hate crimes. Look around and you will find no one's really colorblind. Maybe it's a fact we all should face. Everyone makes judgments based on race. No, not big judgments like who to hire or who to buy a newspaper from.
No.
No, just little judgments like thinking that Mexican busboys will learn to speak goddamn English.
Right.
Everyone's a little bit racist today. So everyone's a little bit racist. Okay. Ethnic jokes might be uncouth, but you laugh because they're based on truth. Don't take them as personal attacks. Everyone enjoys them. So relax. All right, stop if you've heard this one.
Okay.
All right, there's a plane going down.
Uh-huh.
There's only one parachute,
uh-huh.
And there's a rabbi, a priest.
And a black guy.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Kate? You were telling a black joke.
Well, sure, Gary, but lots of people tell black jokes.
I don't.
Well, of course you don't. You're black. But I bet you tell Polack jokes, right?
Well, sure I do. Those stupid Polacks.
Now, don't you think that's a little racist?
Well, damn. I guess you're right.
You're a little bit racist.
Well, you're a little bit too.
We're all a little bit racist.
I think that I would have to agree with you.
We're glad you do.
It's sad, but true.
Everyone's a little bit racist.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Bigotry has never been exclusively white.
If we all could just admit that we are racist a little bit, even though we all know that it's wrong, maybe it would help us get along. Oh, Christ, do I feel good.
Now there was a fine, upstanding black man.
Who?
Jesus Christ.
But Gary, Jesus was white.
No, Jesus was black.
No, Jesus was white.
No, I'm pretty sure Jesus was black.
Guys,
Jesus was Jewish.
Hey, guys, what are you laughing about?
Racism.
Cool.
Hey, come back here. You take any second of birds.
What's that mean?
Recyclable.
Hey, don't laugh at her. How many languages do you speak?
Oh, come off it, Brian.
Everyone's a little bit racist.
I'm not.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Not.
How many Oriental wives have you got?
What? Lion!
Brian, buddy, where you been? The term is Asian American.
I know you are no intending to be.
I love you.
And I love you.
But you're racist too.
Yeah, I know. The Jews have all the money and the whites have all the power. And I'm always in taxi cab with live on the shower.
Me too.
Me too.
I can't even get a taxi.
Everyone's a little bit racist.
About as racist as you. If I were a boy, even just for a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go. Drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. I kick it with who I wanted and I never get confronted for it, 'cause they stick up for me. If I were, if you were a boy, then girl, you'd understand. You need to stop listening to your friends. Love, respect, and trust your man. So I go to clubs with a guy and sometimes flirt with a girl. I should be able to roll out as long as I'm coming home to you and give you the world. But you're not a boy, so you don't have a clue, babe, how I work and pay the bill. Girl, everything I do is for you. Everyone is broken, so they think that I was sleeping alone.
Girl, you know that's wrong.
I put myself first and make the rules as I go. Cause I know that she'd be faithful, waiting for me.
Hip-hop and R&B tracks, hit a trackbeats.net. You got that fire. for producers, be sure to cop that exclusive sound kit containing over 9,000 professional sounds at trackbeans.net.
Explore more in the Hyundai Tucson, the number one compact SUV in initial quality by J.D. Power.
Yeah. You know what? I like the trail. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play that. Play on, play that. Yo, Trey, drop the verse.
To Black Streets, our homies got at me, collab creation, bump like agony, no doubt, I put it down, never slouch, as long as my credit can vouch, that dog couldn't catch me, and every who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent, still moving this flavor, with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original rough shaker,
shutting it down. all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the town. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow, wow.
East side to the west side. Pushing fast rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash. Stacking up the cash. Fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average. She's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10. I wanna get in. Can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up,
girl. I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style. Knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild. Very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Herbs the word, spins the verb. Lovers it curves so frequent for her. Rolling with the fatness. You don't even know what the half is. You've got to pay to play. Just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it. Trust tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time. Baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Oh,
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
First class from New York City to Black Sea. What you know about me? Now don't up for something. Cartier wooden frame, ported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We be to add this click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake playboards? High shows improves, no doubt. I've been thinking so. Please excuse if I come across smooth. That's just me. And that's how a player's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the people on my block, I'm as real as can be. Word is born. Faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your nigga Chauncey. I'll be sending a call, let's say around 3:30. Queen Pen and Black.
No diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Good, getting moving on.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
Dove Advanced Care's new formula, enriched with 1/4 moisturizers with natural oils, leaves underarms feeling healthy and protected, and you more confident and carefree. Effective protection, kind skin.
Let it fly.
celebrate every moment together with Pandora Jewelry.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby.
Here I go again, girl. What's my weakness?
Yeah.
Okay, then chillin', minding my business.
Word.
Your thoughts, I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I said, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going over something kinda wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I ask for the distance. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want. Slip, fly to it swiftly. Dumped it in my hip, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip for a tip. Made me wanna do tricks. Lick them like a lollipop should be licked. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell that makes me wanna shoot.
Hold on. Did you have any problems? Hello?
Full effect.
Baby, they are full of facts.
Hello? Hello? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me? Hello? Nobody here? Hello? All right, you're kidding me, right? Can you hear me, caller? Testing. Can you hear me? You cannot hear me. Seriously? All right.
Another one, but sometimes
that's why it's hard.
Okay, testing, 1, 2, 3, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Hello? Hello? Okay, you cannot hear me. All right, let's try this again. Jane, testing. Jane.
Hi, can you hear me?
Jane, I can hear
you. Can you hear me?
Can you? I can hear you. You sound like an angel. Either I died or this is you.
Oh,
now,
I think I died as well.
Now, I don't. Now, it didn't say anything about charge or anything. No money, no nothing, nothing, right?
Right. I didn't see anything anywhere, no.
Good. Yes, we did it. We did it. We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
We're too clever for our own good.
This is what we did. The reason I had a problem is because when I went to Zoom, it took me on my mic, my web mic. That's how people talk. But the problem of it is, it couldn't. I get Blog Talk would not hear me because I have to use my phone to broadcast on Blog Talk. So if I put the phone down and I'm transmitting on the mic, and then it just had bad. It didn't sound good, and I want people to hear the Christmas. I'm sorry, the Christmas of your voice. I haven't slept. I've been working all morning, all night.
That's okay. I don't mind.
Well, this is great. That's all you have to do is hit a button and you're in. How's that?
I mean, yeah, it is so cool. I mean, it's a shame that it's not video, but, you know, we can't have everything.
Oh. Well, no. On contrarier, I speak French. Serious? Mm-hmm. No, what we're going to do is, again, the Zoom, I only had a limited amount of guests. I think 100. I said 80, but 100. When we go up, I look at my podcast, and you hit 3,000, 4,000. That's the last time when you're on. So I did the math because it's American math, Neanderthal math. I said, we can hit 60 to 100, or do we hit 5,000 people? And they're going to be listening anyway. So I said, okay, let's go our original plan. Let's do this as a regular interview. We go in more detail about the music industry on video because now we'll start attracting the music crowd and let them know that you have a book too. So we hit that audience. So the first one, we'll talk about your books tomorrow.
Right.
Come back next week. You and I would do a private Zoom. That way I can just use my mic. I don't have to worry about broadcasting. I will then take that.
Right.
And I would edit it to put your books in. And then I would stream it live on Facebook. Stream it live.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So we'll hit the authors and we'll hit the book lovers tomorrow.
Okay.
Next time you come on, we'll talk about some of the things about music and the backstage and what you experienced. But meanwhile, we promote your book because it's still coming out, you know. So now you got a new audience, too, that'll come in. And then you're streaming live on Facebook, me and you. What do you think?
I think that's brilliant. You're a star, aren't you, in your own lunchtime?
You know, I can't save the world. You know, I try. But I can't make it a better place. Wow.
Well, this is going to be cool, isn't it?
It's going to be so cool. You get the double interview, number one.
Wow.
And I have a surprise for you because we're going to play a game.
Yes. Help me.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you're going to love this one. We're going to be, after the interview, we'll play a little game for charity.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I keep my clothes on.
Well, you haven't read the rules yet. Okay, I mean, if you want to play the game or not, I don't know. You know, we eat the rules first, lady. Of course. I mean, your husband gets the benefit. He's right there looking at this beautiful lady and angel. He gets the benefit. He'll cheer me on. Go, Brian. So what I'll do is so we get double. I mean, Jane, we kick their ass twice. I mean,
I know,
music.
I love that idea. I'm going to put my jackboots on.
Right. And I will bring in the music audience on our second live. That's when we'll go Zoom. That's when we go Zoom. And I could download it. And I could edit your books in it. And I could do wonderful quotes about you while we're interviewing. And we'll stream it live on Facebook. Everybody on your Facebook could see it like we're going live. I think it'll be great.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
Well, yeah,
I appreciate it.
Let's ponder the fact that it's kind. Okay, good. It's over now. I am no longer kind. Okay. I am an asshole. But I had a kind moment. Thank you. I registered it. Yeah.
I don't respond very well to assholes.
I know. Most people don't.
I'm just a little girl, really. You're
just a classy little girl. I mean, you're so classy, and your accent just makes you look angelic. I mean, anybody from Britain, you just said hello. It's like, ooh, classy people. You could do anything with that accent.
You could,
well,
couldn't you?
I don't want to talk your head off. How does the sound? You sound great on my end. How about your end?
Right.
Do I sound okay?
That's great, actually. I've got the condenser mic on. So that's running through my desktop. So that looks good, I think.
It looks great. It sounds great. So that's what I'll do tomorrow. Your time, I think, is 15 minutes before showtime. 15 minutes before showtime. I will send you the link where you can come back in. You and I will just talk a little bit. I will have a coffee, and you Brits will probably be drinking, you know, you alcoholics, probably wine or something.
I shall probably have a nice Malbec.
Really?
Because the sun is over the yardarm at 5 o'clock, and my husband will probably bring me what he calls a little ningy. So I might have a little ningy. You can have your coffee and I'll have a ningy.
And what's in that?
It'll just be a red wine, probably, because I had a bottle of Canadian Club, but sadly it's all gone. Otherwise, I'd have had that.
Really?
Do you like Canadian Club whiskey?
Wow. So while I'm talking to you, and I'm going to get this straight, while I'm talking to you, having my coffee, your husband is slipping you a roofie to have sex later. I see what's going on there. It's a date rape drug. Do not drink. It's a date rape drug. What is wrong with him?
do you know what he's doing now? He's sat in the other room playing his guitar, trying to learn something new and cursing. And I said to him, for God's sake, don't curse too loud.
I know, my God. Your husband needs to behave himself. And we have another segment. It was, my husband tried to date rape me when I'm talking to Brian. He was slipping me a Mickey in a pandemic he couldn't even wait till the pandemic was over. Well,
but he always wears the mask and he socially distances. So quite safe.
I know. Oh, he sounds like a great guy. He sounds like he has a great sense of humor to be with you. Sounds like he has a great sensibility.
It has to be, because we've been together since I was 16 and he was 18. And that is some long time, I can tell you. Very long time.
Wow. How do you keep it new? I mean, you guys have been married for how long now? Over, 40 years?
No, we've got a son of 50 this year.
Really? Well, congratulations.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you.
Wow.
So we've been together since we started going out in 1968. And we got married in 1970.
That's a great guy. I mean, you guys, you're a true inspiration to all marriages. You really are. That is
well,
wonderful.
He's a musician,
no, that's wonderful.
And we spend a lot of time apart, you see.
Well, you know what it is? It's that you two are great artists. I mean, he's a musician, you have interest in music. So I guess interest keeps you, the things you have in common keep you together, right? So you don't grow apart. So
because this morning, you know, when I was sort of like messing around, getting myself together, we were watching UFO things, and then we were watching something about Sasquatch, you know, and then we like all the crime stuff, obviously, and music, and now he's doing my head in with his music.
Wow. Well, let me, while you're here, because I'm, let me see if you, I'm sorry.
I said, he reads my books, you know, when I've written them. He reads them all the way through. And so he's the first person to read all my books.
Yeah. Well, you know what that tells me? He's your biggest critic as well as your love of your life. Is he a critic, or did does he give you a review?
No, he's my inspiration, because if I think he doesn't like it, then I know I've got to do better, because he has very high standards, and I have to come up with those standards, which is good because it keeps me on my toes, you know?
Yeah, look at that. Yeah. I'm sure it keeps you on your toes and on your back, knowing him.
That little, at my age,
date rape. Yeah. He's a naughty little bastard. Naughty little bastard.
He has to keep me in control, you see.
I know. Tell him to control himself on the air. We're going to try to slip you a date rape drug during your interview. How dare he?
Yeah. How dare he?
Well, I hope your audience know that I'm a little different.
I did try and warn them.
I know. You know, you could never warn. It was, you remind me of somebody. They said, okay, I tried to warn everybody. I'm coming on your show, and I've been listening to you. I know what you're going to do. I go, really? Okay, by the time we're within 10 minutes of it, he's going, oh, my God, abort everybody, abort. I go, what the hell's going on? I didn't know you were going to say that. Oh, my God. You have no shame. No, I don't.
Well, I'm going to have a disclaimer. Exactly.
Please do. Wow. I know. Look at that. And
well,
don't forget our little...
My agent will be tuning in, and she'll be crossing off the bad.
Oh, boy. You're not going to live this down for a while. Just say you were drinking. Your husband slipped you something. You're going to love the game. I got a surprise for you. We're going to be a good game for charity. Great
game. That's okay.
As long as
I can do whatever it is you're asking.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you are going to be so embarrassed for charity. It's going to be a great game. I won't tell you what it is. It's a surprise.
That's it. I'm not coming. I've changed my mind.
I know. You should be afraid. You should be.
I've got to be somewhere else. I've just realized.
I know. Normally, I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to go to the interview, and then we'd slip it in and have you right there so you can't refuse charity and get you involved with this game. It's a great game. Yeah. Let me see here.
As long as I keep my clothes on, I'm happy.
Yeah. You know, like I said.
That's okay, then.
You know, well, I can't see you because it's audio. I can't see you, audio. So you could run around, you know, in your knickers. I couldn't tell.
I might be in my pajamas, for you know.
You could be. All I'm telling you is that I'm going to be naked. I'll be naked. If you hear me stand up, you hear the and I have to hit up my ass hitting the leather chair. Yeah.
Don't start me off. I'm a giggler. I'm a terrible giggler, so don't start me off. That's funny.
We're gonna have fun. We always do.
Yeah. I'm going to be dropped by my publisher after this.
No. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, your publisher. What the hell was going on there? Hey, I got an audience, too. You got to know my audience. They read books.
What?
Tell your...
Yeah.
Is it... Yeah, they read things.
Good.
People write on people's walls. Big fan.
Sort of thing. Kill Roy was here.
Exactly.
You heard that one?
Yes, I did. here's your sound bite of the game. Here you go, so you won't be alarmed. Here we go. It's for your audience. Here we go.
This is You Bet Your Ass.
What a great sound bite to enter the game. Look at that. What a great for charity.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear. I don't know.
Well, Jane,
I'm sure I've got to be somewhere else.
No, you don't. You made a commitment, lady. I will see you tomorrow. I will see you the 17th.
Okie doke. All right, and I should be a good girl till then. All right, great talking to you.
Yeah, right. All right. You will be the naughty little girl within yourself, the naughty little girl that you keep within. That's the girl that's helping you write those books. the criminal, the sociopath, the psychological thrillers.
Yeah. That's right.
And the musician.
MI5.
Right.
And a musician. Yeah.
That's right. That's the naughty
what
girl
in there. Yeah, because you know when I first met my husband, he was in his band, and I was working at the Ministry of Defence in Germany, and then to see him, I had to come back to England, so I got a job at the Foreign and Commonwealth Office in London, and so I could see him. Well, I couldn't see him often because as soon as I got off the train, he was flying out somewhere, or he was going off the band somewhere. So we used to meet at airports and stations quite often.
Wow.
Say hello, goodbye.
Yeah, no kidding. And maybe that's why you guys got married, because you miss each other so much. I did read your book. You know that, don't you?
Which book was that? Only One Woman?
That was the blue one. I know the cover was the blue one.
Undercover.
I think it was the... Sorry.
Crime one. The crime
one. One more time.
Undercover Crime.
Yes, the crime one.
Undercover Crime.
Yeah, that's the one I have, the Undercover Crime.
Oh. Huh.
I'm thinking, how did I get the book? Did you mail it to me or did you mail it to Ellen? Because I did get it.
Do you know? I don't know.
Or did we buy it? I don't know.
You may have bought it. I don't know.
We might have bought it because I have it.
Wow.
I'll find it.
Wow. I don't know. No, I thought you meant the Only One Woman, which is about the 1968-69 music scene, which is, you know, relevant to my husband's band and stuff.
Okay. No, I didn't see that one. The undercover one is the one. I think the undercover is one we bought, and I have. I'm going to find it in my library. It's right next to my porn and bestiality. I love pet stories.
Yeah.
Well, I will leave you wanting for more. Okay. I'll see you the 17th.
I will try and cope until tomorrow.
Yes.
You know, it's going to be hard.
Right,
so what do I do to come out of this thing? Do I just press something? I can't see.
Yeah, just like what you just did. I'm going to send the link in your email. It's going to be inviting you to the show. Just hit the link and you're here. That's
all
just
right,
like what you just
minutes
said.
Before. Okay.
15 minutes before the show time. That way
we
can talk. You know what I'm saying, Gerby?
We can.
Yeah.
Well, I can panic all night long. I'm not going to sleep all night long panicking about
That's right. I know. Pleasant dreams.
That's
I'm like a Slender Man. I'm like
so
the Slender Man in your dreams.
I don't need to wear my mask either. I can talk to you, you know, au naturel.
Yeah, you sure can. Yeah. We're mask free, baby. Yeah. That's right.
It's so cool, isn't it? It's naughty.
It's,
yeah,
I
no
know,
mark.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And be careful. Well, you don't know what's coming down the internet, do you? I mean, we could have a conspiracy theory here that something might be coming down the internet because I'm mask-free and so are you.
Well, it better give me a lap dance.
I think I'm a bit beyond that.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. We have to wait for an earthquake to let it move. Okay, that's it. Whoa, look at that.
Seen in the earthquake. It certainly moved. The Los Angeles earthquake. Yeah, that certainly moved. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
Well, don't worry. You always been a mover and a shaker. I'm sure your husband, you get on that lap, and I'm sure you're like, you know, you're moving him around and getting that going. I don't think you have any problem with that. Look at that.
I don't know. Depends whether he's got his dipping tucked in or not.
Yep. Okay, on that note you gave me, I'm going to be thinking about that.
I shouldn't if I were you. It's not very pleasant.
I know. Wow.
Right, well, I better go and let you get on. And,
sure.
We'll tango tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to have fun.
Well, this is working. It's fantastic.
Yes. Yes.
Brilliant.
We'll have a nice, pleasant, as you call it, what do you guys call it, a chat? You call it a nice, pleasant chat.
A chat, a natter.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little natter.
A little chat.
Yeah, be cool.
All right, baby.
I know he's coming
I'll
to check me.
I'll see you the 17th. Bye.
All right, take care. Bye.
You too. Bye. Ciao, ciao.
Bye. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, Bella.
Oh,
bye,
yeah,
kiddo.
Ciao, Bella, definitely.
Bye, kiddo.
Bye.
And let me see.
Let's do it.
That was it. Nobody can hear us because it's test, but I'm just practicing. Every time you leave, that's like I miss Jane. All right, Jane, we finished our testing. We get the hell out of here now and finish the rest of our Sunday. Have a great Sunday night, Jane. Look forward to seeing you Monday.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah. Bye, kiddo.
All week, 9 to 5 for my money. So on the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw the girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Low, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I thought this girl she gonna rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I key in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out is always hype. And with me and the crew leaving shindig, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame. I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine. Still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was I like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. She wanted to do the wild thing. Go disco check. This fire chick was on my side, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I should chill for now, and maybe later you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone, and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, walk, you ready? Just break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby.
invincible like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Back a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb and pimp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money-making machines, serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing sassoons. Now I'm 35 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining. Looking like a wild liberal rock.
You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch.
Look here, Miss Bang, hate to salt your game, but you's a money younger woman and you need to change. In the locker room, all the homies do is laugh. High five, cause another nigga played your ass. It was said you was easy, even easy. Deep in the round for what you need. So it's your thing and you can shake it how you wanna. Give it up free or make your money on the corner. But don't be bad, play the game. Get mad at change, then you wonder why these motherfuckers call your name. Still looking for a way out, and that's okay. I can see you in the stray as a way out. Keep your mind on your money, enroll in school. And as the years pass by, you can show them fools. But you ain't trying to hear me cause you're stuck. You're heading for the bathroom, about to get tossed up. Still looking for a rich man, you dug a ditch. Got your legs up trying to get rich. I love you like a sister, but you need to switch. And that's why they called you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. 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 Betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. You leave your kids with your mama cause you're heading for the club. In a skin tight mini skirt looking for some love. Got the legs wide open while you're sitting at the bar. Talking to some nigga about his car. I guess he said he had a Lexus. What's next? You're heading to his car for some sex. I pass by, can't hold back tears aside. Cause Lord knows, for years I tried. And all the other people on my block hate your guts. Then you wonder why they stare and call you slut. It's like your mind don't understand. You don't have to kill your dreams. Plotting schemes on the man. Keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. Either a nigga wear a rubber or we die smoking. I'm hearing rumors, so you need to switch. And niggas wouldn't call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. I bet you. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. I bet you. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. I guess time's getting hard, even harder for you. Cause hey now, got a baby on the way now. More money from the county, and thanks to the welfare. You about to get your head done. You got a dinner date, can't be late. Trick or treat, sweet thing, got another trick to me. Wade did it, it was smooth. Plotting while he gaming you, so baby beat the rules. I should have seen it in the first case, the worst case. I should have never called you back in the first place. I remember back in high school, baby, you was fast, straight sex when you move your ass. But now things change, cause you don't look the same. Let the ghetto get the best of your baby, that's a thing called HIV. And now you're about to be deceased and finally be at peace. So where your niggas at now? Cause everybody left, they set and left you on your own. See, I loved you like a sister, but you died too quick. And that's why we called you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why we call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why we call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch.
Dear Mr. Lord Sucker, you keep stressing me. Really? Fucking with a motherfucker mind. I figured you wanted to know, you know, why we call them hoes bitches. Maybe this might help you understand. It ain't personal. No, strictly business, baby. Strictly business.
So if you wonder why we call you bitch, you wonder why we call you bitch. If you wonder why we call you bitch, you wonder why we call you bitch.
She'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry.
When I'm with you, but I
face when I'm with you. But I love it, but I love it.
Chocolate doesn't. I just made that up so I'd win. does chocolate turn anybody on? Really? You're like, really? You
I
eat
love
it? And you,
I love it. I don't get it much, but I love chocolate and cake.
You eat chocolate and you're like, you're in the mood?
No.
Well,
no.
That's
it's like I don't get to have chocolate. I mean, look, I'm working on my body and I just don't.
Right.
Like, I have chocolate. I'm lying.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
And then it turns you on?
No, it doesn't
you
turn me on.
You just said it did.
No, I didn't mean it in that way.
Okay.
Bitch.
All right. Give my guest share the last category, please, quick.
Okay, share, name three ways to make money really fast.
Oh, singing, hooking, and acting.
Both lost, and we'll be right. I'll be right back. She won't.
Okay. So we both have sweet?
Yeah, I said sweet.
Okay.
Chocolate doesn't. I just made that up so I'd win. does chocolate turn anybody on? Really? You're like, really? You
I
eat
love
it? And
it.
You,
I love it. I don't get it much, but I love chocolate and cake.
You eat chocolate, and you're like, you're in the mood?
No.
Well,
no.
That's
it's like
you,
I don't get to have chocolate. I mean, look, I'm working on my body, and I just don't.
Right.
Like, I have chocolate. I'm lying.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
And then it turns you on?
No, it doesn't turn
you just
me
said
on.
It did.
No, I didn't mean it in that way.
Okay.
Bitch.
All right. Give my guest share the last category, please, quick.
Okay, sure. Name three ways to make money really fast.
Oh, singing, hooking, and acting.
All right. We both lost, and we'll be right. I'll be right back. She won't.
Okay.
All-new Hyundai Elantra with a 10.25-inch infotainment screen.
I love this box.
Not available in Civic, Corolla, or Sentra.
Get 0% APR, plus zero payments for 90 days, plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2021 Elantra. Visit buyhyundai.com today.
You don't need to be playing too nice with everybody. But what if I'm not strong enough? Who you gonna listen to? Them or Tina Snow? What you need to do is go in there and show them that you that bitch.
You right. I am that bitch. I know.
I'd rather keep it real with ya.
Real hot girl shit. It ain't always about what you like. Sometimes it's about what's right.
I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? Why you wanna play with me? You know I'm undefeated. A real high girl know how to keep a nigga heated. You say you want your head gon' treat me how you wanna be treated. You told me keep it real, but you don't practice what you preaching. You want me to blow your phone up and come and looking for you till I find you. You really want me to whoop the hoe that you fucking with if I find her. Bitch, you ain't that busy. I don't give a fuck what you ain't got time for. You look me in my eyes and know you lying, man. That's far, bro. Man, you knew I was a player, so you made me need to relax. You know that you gon' hate me if I get the plan, get back. I ain't turning to no damage when you met me, boy. I been there. You trying to make me something that I ain't, and I ain't with that. I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I got my mind on getting paid. We ain't talking some days. He probably thinking I'm in pain, but I'm really on game. Ain't no nigga finna stop me. Independent, I got me. All the shit that I be needing can't depend on the prolly. And that's fucked up cause you know that I don't fuck with nobody. I be quiet, but you out here telling stories one-sided. I ain't perfect and I try to fix the shit that ain't working. But it's 2020, I ain't finna argue about twerking. Since you wanna test some waters, might as well jump in with both of you. If you read me and you see me, better act like you don't know me. If you think your shit get better with another bitch, go get her. When you realize she ain't got you like I got you, I can't help you. I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give.
You can't keep letting motherfuckers walk all over you. You don't need to be playing too nice with everybody. But what if I'm not strong enough? Who you gonna listen to? Them or Tina Snow? What you need to do is go in there and show them that you that bitch.
You right.
I am that bitch. I know.
I'd rather keep it real with ya.
Real hot girl shit. It ain't always about what you like, sometimes it's about what's right. I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H. Cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? Why you wanna play with me? You know I'm undefeated. A real high girl know how to keep a nigga heated. You say you want respect or treat me how you wanna be treated. You told me keep it real, but you don't practice what you preaching. You want me to blow your phone up and come and looking for you till I find you. You really want me to whoop the hoe that you fucking with if I find her. Bitch, you ain't that busy. I don't give a fuck what you ain't got time for. You look me in my eyes and know you lying, man. That's far, bro. Man, you knew I was a player, so you made me need to relax. You know that you gon' hate me if I get the plan, get back. I ain't turning to no damage when you met me, boy. I've been there. You
trying to make me something that I ain't with that. I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I got my mind on getting paid. We ain't fucking some days. He probably thinking I'm in pain, but I'm really on game. Ain't no nigga finna stop me. Independent, I got me. All the shit that I be needing can't depend on the prolly. And that's fucked up cause you know that I don't fuck with nobody. I be quiet, but you out here telling stories one-sided. I ain't perfect and I try to fix the shit that ain't working. But it's 2020, I ain't finna argue about twerking. Since you wanna test some waters, might as well jump in with both feet. If you leave me and you see me, better act like you don't know me. If you think your shit get better with another bitch, go get her. When you realize she ain't got you like I got you, I can't help you. I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H.
Long ago.